Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, everybody. It's October 18, 2020. It's a Sunday. We are recording for our second time this week. We are back home from Portland. It was quite a journey that we had. I think it was a lot of political undertones in our trip that made the cut as far as memory.
Yeah, kind of hard not to, right? In 2020, especially when you go to a zone or a hot spot like Portland, Oregon, where quite a bit has been there in the news throughout the spring and summer and continued through the fall. And yeah, I thought it was a unique episode that we could bring you all. And with a unique episode, I think this is a unique episode.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting just going back there and seeing the differences from the last year that we went pre-quarantine, I guess Trump was still a president at that time. But yeah, so I guess we're going to be moving on to a new topic for this Sunday. And I think Matt had found some interesting content that we can discuss today. What did you have to bring the listeners?
Well, I thought given... you know, everything considering our trip to Portland, given that this is an election year and with the election coming up in just a few weeks, I thought I would help some of us out here. And bear in mind, some of you that are not in this area, this is still something that you can go do. And that is, those of us that are going to vote are have to vote on judges.
Mm-hmm.
And most part, I don't know about you, but most of the time when I go to vote on judges, I have no freaking clue what I'm doing. Now, do I take the approach that like somebody like my mom has always taken with judges? She's always, no, when it comes to the retention, which is what this is about here, the retention of some of these judges, she's just always, get them out, get somebody new. And I decided to take a little different approach, and I thought we would use our platform in this episode for judge retention here in Cook County. And I just thought, after kind of reviewing and doing my own research, you know what, I don't think everybody I want to see know and go. I think there's a few judges here that would be worth keeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought maybe with some lightheartedness that we would go through some of these judges, because I think it is worth pointing some of these out, especially given this landscape in 2020 when we are committed to change. Well, part of that change is understanding who you are electing or who you are not electing. So I thought when in my research with some of these judges, it was absolutely, oh, hell no, you are not staying. But there were a few of them, like I said, going through, I said, oh, hell yes, you need to stay. You are part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah.
So
I know the aldermans and I know the political climate in Chicago and who to
yeah,
I don't know much about judges.
And I know you haven't voted yet.
No,
and I have voted. I'm mm-hmm. not going to get into kind of the national and who I voted
yeah.
for here.
It's
this
not,
is just strictly the judges. And this is on you. This is lightheartedness. I'm not saying go out and necessarily vote for this person. And I'm not one party slanted towards the other.
No, this
as you'll
is just
see
neutral,
with these judges. So this
yeah.
is Illinois judges.
Yeah.
So we're going to start out with the appellate court judges here in Illinois. And if you don't understand, they serve a 10-year term.
Hmm.
So by saying yes to keeping them, that means they're going to stick around for another 10 years. And there are two of them that are up for this. There's an Aurelia Marie Pusinski and a Mary Catherine Rockford.
That is a really fantastic name.
And I am of the opinion both of them can go.
Pusinski.
So if you want to know a little bit, Aurelia Pusinski comes from a well-connected political family here in Illinois. She, as far as I'm concerned, she is probably part of the problem as she is connected to kind of that machine. Again, these are just my opinions of her. I'm sure she's a wonderful person, but other institutions and organizations have found her to be an unqualified for the seat of appellate court.
And how many types of judges are there?
There are currently 62 up for retention here in the state of Illinois. Two of them, like I said, here for the appellate court judge. They serve for 10 years. I'm saying no. So these are the appellate court judges. So they're kind of right there the Supreme Court and then comes the appellate court. So that's why they serve 10 years. So I'm of the opinion, get them out. Now comes the circuit court judges. So here's this dude, Michael Tooman.
Oh gosh, look at him.
He's been around since 1980.
He's a dinosaur.
He's a dinosaur, former public defender. I don't know about you.
He's for the Democratic Party.
Remember, Democrats here in the state of Illinois are part of that political machine that are kind of not necessarily, in my opinion, always for the people here. He has several watches, and he is for Ed Burke. And again, Alderman Ed Burke is tied to that machine. I'm wholeheartedly against.
It says he worked for the high-profile case, including the manslaughter case against former Mayor Richard Daley's nephew, R.J. Bonecco.
Yes, and not including, but he is also, and the case against former Empire star,
Jesse Smollett. Let's not go over him.
Oh, but he's part of this. In a statement, a spokesperson for Tooman alleged that the Democratic Party's no vote was retaliation for Tooman's criticism of Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handling of the Smollett case.
I wish we had our podcast during that Jesse Smollett
case. He's old and gone. That's what I say.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Honestly, I accidentally voted yes, but here. But even a James Patrick Flannery, you've been around for a while too. You can go.
So the ones that we like, listeners will say, we love you. And the ones that we don't like will say, get out of here.
Get out of here. Mary Ellen Coughlin, you've been around for a while. You're also a former public defender.
She's pretty young. She looks
so what I
young.
Find is with some of the former public defenders and some of these judges, they tend to side with, say, law enforcement. And then sometimes they tend to, you know, I'm of the opinion, I think, rehabilitation. I think we need to really rethink the entire system of jailing people and how we police people.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the when judges are deal. Former public defenders, they're not necessarily going to be for that kind of reform.
No. And I think that you have to not be biased when you have a job like a career like this, because your bias could get in the way with the seriousness of the case and how you handle it. I mean, the Innocence Project is no joke. A lot of people go to jail for no reason, or they're wrongfully accused or wrongfully jailed or in prison, and it's still a big issue. And that started right around that time in the 90s when she became a judge. So what do we say for her? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm not necessarily, I think, want to do all 62, but some of these people I thought needed to be called out. And I am some of them that have been around for a long time, I'm of the opinion, let's get some fresh blood in here. But I just don't want to be negative all the time. This older judge, Robert E. Gordon. And I thought, here's a guy, potentially, he's a no. I think he's a yes, as he has done.
We love you.
Because Gordon has had issued several rulings in favor of alleged police torture survivors. So he has been on the side of the victims here that have been on the wrong end of police and police brutality.
And
so he has sided with the victims.
Hopefully survivors too, the ones that did not.
Yes, and survivors. So since he has ruled in favor of them multiple times in different cases, I said, you know what, I think he's part of the answer. Let's keep him around.
We love you.
We love you.
He's a dinosaur too, but at least he cares.
I also was of the opinion of certain judges, and definitely when you have some judges that show kind of diversity here, I'm of the opinion, let's keep our judicial system diverse.
2001, this guy.
So, yep.
That's
we're keeping Lewis Nixon around. I'm of a keeping him around.
We love you.
We love you.
And you're a black man, so we have to support that because obviously.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. And I think, okay, so I remember asking you before what your job is before you become a judge. Are you a lawyer?
Some of these are lawyers. Okay. So as they, we're using a website called injusticewatch.org. There are several kind of these non-for-profit type organizations that kind of do these grading of
the judges.
Of these political politicians and kind of just let you know they are nonpartisan here and just like, here they are. Here's good, bad, and what they've done and what people know about them.
So I would say they're journalists that came together and are raising awareness of these people.
And what you find with the judges is many of them are lawyers, many of them coming usually from private sector, sometimes coming from, they have been public defenders, sometimes they have been assistant DAs, so they've been on that side of that. Now, this is a guy that I think absolutely needs to go, and I want some of us to remember this name, Kerry Kennedy, and that's K-E-R-R-Y. That's Kennedy as in the Kennedys.
Is he related or just the
He may be spelling? Related, but what he is notable for, and this is what really threw me off and kind of what maybe even inspired me to do a little bit of this, our brief episode on some of these judges, is this guy. He seems like a total wanker.
You said wanker.
I said wanker because it says, notable for him, during a 2006 rape trial, Kennedy threatened to jail the alleged victim for contempt of court if she wouldn't watch a video of the sexual assault.
Oh my God.
He eventually backed off after criticism from the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Well, yeah, because he's just as bad as the person who assaulted her. To make her watch that, you don't want to relive that. I mean, it happened to you. You don't need to watch a video of it to be true.
He just seems like somebody that doesn't understand. So because of that, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I guess I'm noticing that it doesn't really matter what party they're on either. They could be on Democratic or Republican side, and it's just about the choices that they make.
Yeah, I mean,
so it just goes to show you that we shouldn't have parties. We shouldn't be divided by parties. We should be divided
really
by the character
shouldn't.
Of people.
And remember,
and
these are the
job.
People in the courts that are making the decisions, that are making in the court system why we have an overload of people being imprisoned. So remember that when you are going, your vote does matter, and these judges do matter. Like I said, I hope this encourages you to go do some research. As I mentioned, we're just having fun here with the judges in the state of Illinois that are up for retention. And when in doubt, I probably am of that opinion.
Get out of here.
Wednesday's playing with her little catnip toy over here. We got her a new birdie catnip toy, and she loves it.
And she loves it.
Yeah, we reintroduced feathers to her, and she, she's throwing it up in the air. She's like a little soccer player.
Oh, no, and here's a judge. He's got past controversy and negative ratings. We have a Mauricio Orejo. Oh, he has already resigned, effective October 5th, so please do not vote for Mauricio Orejo. He has resigned. Again, his resignation has followed I don't know what his necessarily heritage would be.
He's past president of the Puerto Rican
Bar Association.
Yeah. Maybe he just got his bar there, but I'm assuming he's probably...
Remember, his resignation here is...
Yeah, he looks Puerto Rican. I mean, he's definitely not white, but...
His resignation here does follow a two-day hearing before the Illinois Courts Commission, which found that there was clear and convincing evidence that Orejo engaged in a pattern of inappropriate and harassing behavior toward women.
Whoops. And that's probably why he resigned.
Maybe why he resigned.
Or fired.
In this climate here. Oh, if you really want to know what he did, in 2018, Orejo was put on administrative duty after he was accused of calling a female prosecutor a bitch and insinuating that he may have had sex with her. We do not need chauvinistic pieces of shit here making decisions on the courts.
And I bet you they shouldn't have had him resign. They should have fired him and taken away his license.
Oh, and just to finish it off to make sure, if you don't remember him, remember Mauricio Orejo. So back in 2011, a court reporter had alleged that he had propositioned her for sex. And a Chicago police officer said he tried to kiss her.
So I think he's the slut. he's ridiculous.
Keep it in your pants, buddy, and keep it off our courts and go home.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
And don't be a politician and don't be in the system either.
Yuck.
And then, you know, they never have to go to prison. They never have to. I mean, that's something that most people would go to prison for.
If you're up for making change, a Thomas Byrne is somebody I believe he needs to go. Back in 2014, Byrne denied a certificate of innocence for Stanley Rice, a Chicago police torture survivor who spent more than 30 years in prison before his rape conviction was thrown out by another judge a year earlier.
Mm-mm. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Like I said, I think if they have too many names, they shouldn't be a judge either. Here's Jackie Marie Portman Brown. She's been there for a while. She's also a former state's attorney.
Yep.
She's been in past controversy and has negative ratings.
So Matt's looking at, what we're looking at on the each profile is it has these little symbols that tell you the either negative or positive and then what their past problems have been.
Yeah, they kind of give either some notable either stories or maybe based on a case that they were overseeing or maybe something personal about them that you may be able to, again, you come up with your own decision whether or not that may impact them on their rulemaking here. But here's a notable, again, about one, Jackie Marie Portman Brown. I kind of thought this was interesting. So in February, Judge Portman Brown was placed on administrative duty after she was captured on video, locking her six-year-old grandniece alone in a holding cell for approximately 10 minutes.
You get time out.
Time out in the holding cell.
Jesus.
She has self-identified in media interviews as lock 'em up, Judge, and has been criticized for her temperament on the bench.
Oh, no. So you don't do that to kids. That's like the scared straight.
Cheese and crackers. Yeah, she can.
So it says that she's a bully too.
Yeah,
so
she's a bully.
You cannot have a hot head when you're dealing with people every day.
Get her out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
So what about some good ones?
Are there some good ones on here. I thought for a good one on here.
2011.
Cynthia Cobbs. The only thing that was negative about her was just that she seemed young to be appointed where she was. Otherwise, all good marks on her. She has spent more than a decade in the administrative office of the Illinois courts, including 9 years as its director, before she was appointed as a circuit court judge in 2011.
And she does look young, but she's black. So, I mean, most people are black.
She's black. Young. She's female. I think she's part of the answer. So, I'm down for...
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. It just feels like it might be an even tie with all of these judges that there might be good and bad mixed in, and there isn't more of one of either. It's just kind of a mix. And a lot of what these judges have been doing they do not need a slap on the wrist, and they do not need to resign. They need to be punished.
I don't know if anybody remembers necessarily the rather public cases of child custody cases involving one Chicago Bears linebacker, Brian Urlacher. But if you remember that got pretty ugly between the child's mother and him. The mother basically really going bonkers and accusing him of all kinds of things.
What did she say?
I don't quite remember the details, but I do remember the system kind of citing for him.
Oh.
I also
and now
see,
he has hair.
Well, now he has hair, right? And I also see the same judge then that was involved with that was also involved with Chance the Rapper. I don't remember Chance the Rapper's child custody cases, but one Abby Fishman Romanek. I think you can keep around.
I think Chance the Rapper did have a baby mama who was unfit to be a mom. And I don't think that he was doing anything wrong.
My judge here that I thought an absolute yes. If you're going to vote no for everybody else, remember this name and check yes. Donna L. Cooper.
Donna L. Cooper.
He looks like a very strong, prominent black woman.
Judge since 2008.
Judge since 2008 and retained in 2014. She is part of the Juvenile Justice Division at the Markham Courthouse. She is also, though, has been an attorney for the Chicago Parks Department, an assistant public defender. Cooper is also a retired colonel in the Illinois Army National Guard, where she served in the Judge Advocate General's Corps, JAG. Woo boy!
JAG.
So she sounds like a lot of experience in there. In addition to her regular juvenile courtroom, Cooper also presides over the Inglewood Restorative Justice Community Court, the second such court in Cook County, which offers a non-punitive alternative to prosecution to young people charged with certain non-violent offenses. So when I talk about those changes, something different, I think that's it. That's part of it. So please, those of you voting.
That's good because there's a lot of kids that get disciplined for non-violent offenses. And then they're put into the system on purpose because of their skin color. Yeah, and then they're just treated like that their whole life. I mean, they think that's just normal.
And it
starts with high schools. They do that in high schools, and then those kids, and then they keep tabs on those kids, and they see them grow up, and then they just wait for them to commit a crime again.
You were asking for some positives. Like I said, I think most judges you can throw out, but remember this name, Donna Cooper.
Donna Cooper.
Donna L. Cooper, candidate for the Circuit Court. She's part of the Juvenile Justice Division. Keep her, because I think she's part of the change.
We love you.
We love you.
Keep it moving, girl. Keep it moving, lady.
Mm.
That's awesome. Mm. I can't believe there's 62 just in Illinois.
There are 62 currently up for retention. So remember, these are the people that are part of that system that are making those changes. You're tired of seeing a bunch of people go to prison. You're tired of seeing the same old, same old. Here's where you can make those changes. Your vote does count.
I told Matthew, I said I was definitely very much on the fence with just wanting to even vote in general. And I know that my voting for Biden would help me as a person of color and a female. And just knowing that there could be a female vice president really gives me hope. And just with everything I've been dealing with and experiencing this week, with learning more about the environment and the world and just all these crazy things happening all at once, there's only so much you can control, and there's only so much you can contribute to. And I can't say that I'm Democrat or Republican. I just really want someone who's fair and can make everyone happy. And not everyone's going to be happy.
I mean, I've never sided with one party or the other. I understand why our system is set up this way.
Yeah.
And we do. And there's some evidence, you know, even around this country where you don't necessarily need to be a part.
It's designed to make us fight against each other, honestly.
It really has only further divided us, but that's not necessarily because it's a two-party system. That's kind of partly because of the 90s. There's an entertainment, and then all of a sudden this message of the other side is pure evil.
It's them against us.
Both sides have really picked up on, and that's what's disappointing, because that's not what democracy is. It is about coming to, you know, the great compromise. And ultimately deciding what is best for a nation of people and not for a few. And it seems like all too often here, you know, over the last, I don't know, you name it, 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe forever, decisions are made for it to benefit a few and not everybody.
Everyone. And we used to, you know, it used to be that way before we had tribes and when people were still in their early evolution phases and period, that it was me against you. And then when we started collecting as a tribe, it was us against them. And it's always been that way, as our human psyche allows us. And we still have that reptilian brain going on. And now we're still stuck in that us against them. I mean, I told the listeners in a past episode that on my Facebook, I try not to post too many things that are negative or make people upset. But when I do post anything in a comment, people immediately are saying, oh, well, you're on the leftist and you're this and that. And they're like, oh, you're on the, you know, they immediately label me when all I'm really doing is just giving my opinion and talking about how I feel. And I immediately answer them. I say, you know what? If it was up to me, I don't really care. I'm not labeling myself as anything. I really could care less about politics. I care about people. I care about humanity. I care about what people want to do. If you look at humans as a tribe and not, oh, you're Republican or you're Democrat, then I think it would open people's eyes a little bit more to really see each other in everyone else's shoes.
I think that's a good place to put this is, I don't understand voting just blindly. And hopefully this year, many of you that are voting, you vote with, you know, your mind, your conscience, your heart, and do your research, and don't just vote blindly along a party line. There are, I think, good politicians on both sides. There are a lot of things I don't necessarily understand on a national level, how so many can kind of blindly follow, you know, the 45th, when so many especially behind closed doors, will acknowledge that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. You have so very few within that party that are willing to speak out on a national level for fear of, you know, that backlash.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's
there
just
are
like,
some that are doing it. There are some. You know, I'll give a shout out here to, I think I've mentioned his name before, the senator congressman from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, and he mm-hmm. has spoken very openly against Trump. He is not supporting him. He is not wanting anybody to vote for him, and he is up for re-election. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is somebody that has a spine, and I wish there were 100 of him in that party. If there were, we would not have the issues that we have.
Elect people that have a good heart and a good goal down for people, and that they want to make a change, they want to make a difference. We don't want to solve anything with a war or with miscommunication, because guess what happens? Then you have
not
chaos.
Have a president who is one, not a leader, and who is horribly turned into public enemy number one. I mean, he is the public enemy number one to the citizen of the United States of America. When you think who is putting the citizens of this country at risk the most.
Yeah.
Who is probably responsible for the most deaths?
Mm-hmm. Besides people just not wearing a mask. I mean, it's also the fault of the American people.
But why are they not wearing a mask?
But I think that Matt and I were saying that if you have to look at it as Republican or Democrat, Republicans, you can do better. You can do better. That you have to look at it through a lens and really look at this person as a person, not, oh, he's Republican. He's in my party. There, in his early election, his early time as president, there were so many people that worked for him that knew his secrets that finally just came out and spilled the beans on his activity with Putin and just all the shady things that he's done. And they were Republican. So if it looks like a duck and it sounds like a duck, it probably is one. So even if you're a Republican, don't just blindly, like Matthew said, pick whoever just because they're in your party.
Well, and here's another thing that I will say along those lines. If, by chance, he loses the election, and if, by chance, afterwards, he is eventually charged with criminal activity, that's not a time to then rub it into his supporters or those that had voted for him.
No, don't do that either. Be the bigger person.
Yeah,
because you knew it was coming. We would know it was coming.
Those of you that believe that is coming, I mean, I think I am in that boat that goes around and points their finger as much as he does and screams as much as he does about certain things, keeps forgetting that old adage, right? When you point your finger,
there's three more pointing back at you.
He keeps forgetting that.
Yeah, well, he forgets a lot of things, and he doesn't know a lot of
things. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot, though. He has a mind of a steel trap. The best memory any president has ever. He's the smartest, most healthiest president we've ever had. The 45th, everybody.
The Cheeto dust is really helping.
The Cheeto man is here.
Yeah. For me, I cannot wait to get my ballot in the mail. I just mailed my registration. Finally, I actually mailed my registration to get my ballot. So hopefully in a few days I'll get my ballot and I can mail it back in, because we used to go to vote in our last neighborhood. We used to go to a high school across the street, and I'm sure that they are still doing inside voting even though there's COVID. But I just would rather mail mine in. I mean, it's kind of like taking a Scantron test at home. And I told Matthew, I said, you could probably help me with the judges part.
Follow the directions. Make sure that you do drop it off.
Oh, you're doing it with me. You're doing it with me.
Appropriate locations. There are secure drop boxes for those ballots that you need to remember to drop it off in. And make a difference.
Make a difference. So on that note, we would like to tell you guys we love you. And we hope you stay healthy and stay happy and wear a goddamn mask. I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.